Today, the war and wisdom and the wanton disinformation have returned to Europe with Russia's brutal and unprovoked attack on its neighbor, Ukraine, and Greece and the United States standing as one to support the people of Ukraine and impose severe economic costs on Russia. And I want to thank you, Mr. Prime Minister, for the moral courage, and I mean it, the moral courage and clarity you have shown from the very beginning of this crisis, speaking out immediately to condemn Russia's aggression, welcoming Ukrainian refugees, being a bulwark of security for NATO's Eastern and Southeastern Europe and the Mediterranean. Together, we're showing the power and capacity of democracies to be able to act in unison.